Mishnayis Masechet Klayim. First Perek Mishnalef Hachitin Hachitim Vihazoinim Einom Klayim Zebuzer. If you want to plant wheat and Vihazoinim, the type of black kernels that grow by the wheat, is Einom Klayim Zebuzer. They don't have the yisur of planting these two Zeroyim one next to another. Because the yisur of Klayim is only planting two different types of Zeroyim. But the same type is mutter. Therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that the chitim and the hazoinim are considered one min. The same thing, hasa'irim v'shiber l'shol, that means barley and oats, are considered the same min. And hakusmin v'hashifoin, that means spelt and rye, is also considered the same min, that they're not klayim zeh b'zeh. Ha'poil is a regular bean, v'hasfir, another type of a bean. Some say it's a chickpea. Also, the naksida klayim zeh b'zeh. Harpukton, some say that means the plain pea. Vihatoifach and a bean. Or else, upul haloven, that's a white bean. Vihashoyin, and some say that's a kidney bean. Is enam klayim zeh b'zeh. They do not have the yisur to plant one next to another. Now, the loch of zeroya klayim, it's only yaseh in Eretz Yisrael. And chutzlorot, we do not have the yisur to plant zeroyim one next to another. However, klai hakerim, that it is osur in chutzlorot. The same thing, klai hilonis are also osur in chutzlorot. Just klai hazroyim, these two different types of seeds, for vegetables, we do not have the sis in chutzlorot. So the Mishnah is explaining that these minim are considered the same type, and therefore also there's no isa klayim one with the other. The Mishnah beis, ha kishois v'yahame lafafoin. So some say kishois, that's cucumbers, but lafafoin is a type of a cucumber melon. Is einom klayim zeh b'zeh. They're not considered klayim one with the other. They're both considered the same in. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer klayim. Rabbi Yehuda Ogden says no. This cucumber with the melon is considered a klayim zeh b'zeh. Some say lafafoin is a type of a squash. There's Rabbi Yehuda holds they're considered klayim. Chazeres v'chazeres galim. Chazeres means like lettuce, and the wild lettuce are considered the same min. Ulshin v'yulshay soda, endives, and wild endives. Karishim ukrishay soda, the garden leeks, and the leeks of the fields. Kuspar v'kuspar soda, same thing. Kuspar is a type of a coriander, and the wild one is both considered the same min. Chardol the chardol mitzri, mustard and the Egyptian mustard is considered the same in. Udalas hamitzri, that's the Egyptian gourd, the hormutza and the bitter one is also considered the same in. And upul hamitzri, the Egyptian bean, the hecharuv, another type of a bean, enum klayim zeh b'zeh. These pairs are considered the same type. And if you plant one next to another, and as we learn later on in this Masechta, we'll see exactly how close they have to be to have the Yisr, but these do not have the Yisr of Klayim. Mishnah Gimel. Ha-lefes v'hanapoitz. Ha-lefes, that's turnip. V'hanapoitz, a type of a radish. V'ha-kruv and cabbage. V'ha-troiftor. Some say it's cauliflower. Ha-trodin v'ha-al-oinim. These are two different type of beets. Is einam klayim zeh b'zeh. Like trodin is like selik, it's beets. They're not klayim one with the other. Hoysef Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva adds on to this. That hashum v'hashumonis. That means garlic and wild garlic. Or else habotzel v'habetzaltzel. Again, that means onions and wild onions. V'haturmis v'hapals lois. These are... Some say lupine, and wild lupine is enam klayim zeh b'zeh. These things are not considered klayim zeh b'zeh. Again, they're considered the same min, therefore they're mutter to grow one next to another. The Mishnah Dalet, over ilon and by trees, ha'agosim v'ha krois tumim, these are pears and small wild pears, v'ha porishim, that's something that's quince, v'ha uzrodim. So it's a type of a crab apple. Is einom klayim zeh b'zeh. These trees, They have no issa climb one with the other. Now the locha by trees are, there's no issa to plant fruit trees one next to another. The issa is only by hakova of grafting. You're not allowed to graft one tree into another tree. So the Mishnah is saying these minim are considered the same min, and therefore there's no issa to graft one to the other. But hatapuach v'yacha chazrod, but the apple tree and the crab apple tree, relsa paskim v'yashkedim, that means peaches and almonds, v'yashisvin. It's a question what that means. Some say the Shalmi says it's a graft between olives and pomegranates, or else verimon and pomegranates. Is afal pisha doimim zelazeh, even though these trees, the fruits are similar one to another, but klayim zebazeh. Here we do have the iser that you're not allowed to make hakofa, you can't graft a branch from this type of a tree, from an apple tree, onto a peach tree, or onto a crab apple tree. These are considered klayim zebazeh. Now Mishnah goes back to explain about the zroyim that are klayim zebazeh, that ha tznoin viha napus, that means a radish and a turnip. Or else ha chardol viha lafson, a mustard, and some says a lafson is another type of a mustard plant. Udelas yivonis im ha mitzris, and a Greek pumpkin with an Egyptian pumpkin, for her mutza, which is a bitter pumpkin, is afopisha demim zelazeh, even though they look alike. Still klayim zebazeh. These have an issa klayim royim, that you're not allowed to plant them next to one another in Eretz Yisrael. Mishnah Vov, hazeiv the wolf, via kelev and the dog. Kelev hakufri, that's a village dog that they keep for watching. Via shual and a fox, haizim goats, via tzvoyim, some say it's a deer. Hayeelim, that's mountain goats, v'horechelim, and ease. Ha'sus, the horse, v'yaperid, the mule, and ha'perid, v'yachamor, or else the mule and a donkey, or else ha'chamor, v'yorud, a donkey with a wild donkey. Afopish, yadimim, zelazeh, even though they look alike, klayim, zebzeh. There is an issa klayim of behemoth, zebzeh, that the issa by behemoth saw, you're not allowed to put one to live with the other one. There's an issa, put them together. So these animals, we have the issa klayim. Like the pasuk says, behem techol lo sabiyar klayim. And this isrish lo lezavug shnei minim shenim shebalachayim. You can't put the two different minim together. Like this Mishnah says, like a horse and a chamor, it's also to put them together. The Mishnah Zayin, ein mevian ilon b'ilon. You're not allowed to graft one tree into another tree. Again, if they're two different minim. And yerek b'yerek, you're not allowed to graft one herb into another herb. Fula ilon b'yerek, and not a tree into a herb. Fula yerek b'ilon, not the opposite way, not a herb into a tree. Rabbi Yehuda mate, Yehuda's mate, yerek b'ilon, to put a graft a herb into a tree. And the loch is like the chum over here, that even a herb into a tree, or a tree into a herb, there's also nisa klayin. Of Hakova. We're talking about this Hakova, now the graft, one into the other. Now, Mishnah Ches. A noitin yurokois besoich sadon shel shikma. Well, you're not allowed to plant a herb in the stump of a sikma tree. And ein markivin pegom agave kidolavono. You're not allowed to graft a pegom, exactly what that means. They say it's a type of a strong smelling plant. Agave kida lavono. That's also a white type of a smelling plant. Some say it gives off cinnamon. Bevneishu yarek bilan. Because that's called you are grafting a plant into a tree. A noiten yichur shelteno. You can't plant like a young shoot of a fig tree. Latech hachatzuv. So exactly what chatzav means, some say it's a tzemach mimishpechas habtzolim. It's a type of an onion that you're not allowed to plant this young shoot of a fig tree into this chatzav, sheyehei makiroi, in order that she give off a lot of shade. So you're not allowed to do this. Ein toichavin zemoyru shogefen, you're not allowed to stick a vine shoot, letoichu avtiach, into a melon. that in order that the water of the melon should go into the vines. That's also. Because it's a type of a grafting a tree into a yarek, into a herb. A noisnin zera delas letoich hachalomis. You're not allowed to place the seed of a gourd into a mallow. Some say it's a wild type of a growth. Shetei misham rosoi. In order that it should protect it. Vevnei shehu yarek biyarek. Because that's considered you're grafting now one herb into another herb. The Mishnah tests ha toimein lefes utznoinois tachas hagefen. Whoever wants to store turnips and radishes under a vine. So it depends like this. Imho yomiksas olav megulin, if some of its leaves is still exposed, einachoshes, then we don't have to be afraid. No, then it's not considered like it's growing now. It's only you're storing it there. So we're not afraid. Lo mishum klayim, there's no issa planting one next to another of klayim. For lo mishum shviyas, there's no issa that's growing now on Shemitah. For lo mishum isos, not considered that's growing now. They'd have to be meisav, take off meisav from what grows. V'noitlim b'shabbos, you're allowed to pick this up, take it out on Shabbos, because it's not considered like it's planted, like it's growing. Now hazareya chitim usayra kachas, somebody sows wheat grains and barley grains. Kachas is a razor climb. Here you have the Issa climb and now let a plant chitim and serve together. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds, ain't a climb, no, it's not considered a climb yet. Achi he shnei chitim usera. You have to have at least two grains of wheat, and in order to give it a shame, sodcha, and then you're putting in the climb, you're putting in the barley. Or else the opposite way. Oi chita ushtei serim. You have to have one barley, one wheat grain going into two seeds of barley. Or chitul sarav kaisomus. Else you have to have a wheat grain and a barley grain and a spelt. Because the pshat is according to him, sodchle sizra klayim, sodcha has to mean you have already two growths there already, you have already two seeds growing. And now the third one, that's the yisra of klayim.
Yeperek sheni, kol so sheyesh bo roiva miminacher, is yemayit. This is a shayla about bittul, that there should not be an is of klayim. Like we learned before, klayim means you're planting two different seeds near one another. Klay is royim. So the Torah says you're not allowed to plant klayim. What about if you have a saw of one mint? Let's say you have a saw of royim. Let's say you have a saw of wheat seeds. Sheyesh bo roiva min acher. It has a roiva of a kav of seeds from another min. Now a saw is six kavim. So now if you have a revius, a quarter of a kav, which it comes out, which is 1/24. If you have 1/24, then there'll still be a nisaklayim. Like we're saying now, a saw, which is six kavim. So now if you have a quarter of a kav of another min, let's say a min of barley, so then it's also to plant. As in this min now you have one quarter of a saw of barley, and then you have 24, one quarter of a kav, and you have 24 quarters of a kav of wheat, still it's also yemayit. But if you have less than that, if you have less than 1/24, then we would say it's bottle, there would not be an issa klayim of planting them together. Now, Poshet Midyarais, it's bottle much less than this. It's a swarm of the Rabbanan, though, that you need this shear of 1/24. Rabbi Yossi says, Yovor. Rabbi Yossi says that, let's say you have a roiva of a kav of a minacher. So then you have to take away some of it. Now, how much of it do you have to take away? The Tanakam is mashma, just take a little bit away of those seeds that you have now less than 1/24. Rabbi Yossi says, no, once you started out with more than 1/24, or exactly 1/24, you have to clean it out completely. You have to take out all the barley seeds from here and only plant the wheat seeds. Now, Beimim min Echod, Beimishne minim. If this Roiva Hakav
this quarter of a kav now, which has other seeds, now whether it's made up from one category of two categories doesn't make a difference. Still, lemaisa is an isaklayim, because you're first planting your wheat, that you have a saw, six kabim of wheat seeds, and now the roiva of kav of seeds, the other min, is not only of barley, let's say it's made of barley and spelled together. So even though it's made from two minim, still there would be an isaklayim. Rabbi Shimon says no. Lo yomru ela mimin echad. When do we say that if we have more than even 1/24th, that it makes it awesome that the rabbanon are kopponim, we're not allowed to plant these seeds together? That's only if this 1/24th is made from one min. Like you have a saw of wheat seeds, and now you have a 1/24th of roiva kav of barley seeds. Then it's awesome. But if this quarter of a kav is made up of two different types of seeds, then I'm starf, then there will not be an issa. Say that you should know, kol shu klayim b'saw mitzarav l'roiva. Any other type of a min that would have an issa klayim planting it with this wheat, so you could be mitzarav to make up that roiva, that revius of a kav. In other words, that's the svar before that we said beim min echor beim mishnei minim. I don't care if it's made out of two different minim of seeds. But lemaisa, since these seeds have an isaklayim with the wheat, therefore lemaisa, if you have 1/24th of different type of seeds in this mixture of seeds, you have to take those out, otherwise there'd be an isaklayim planting it all together. Mishneh Beis. Ba'medvar mamurim, when was this said? That if you have a saw that has a roiva of a kav of a different min, is yemayit, you're not allowed to plant it, that's tfua, v'kitnias, b'kitnias. That's wheat. Let's say, we said, wheat and barley, or else kitnias, b'kitnias, a different type of beans and beans. But, and the Mishnah says, who are then, the same halach applies, tfua, b'kitnias, v'kitnias, b'tfua. If you have your wheat seeds and now you're mixing in some bean seeds, it's the same proportion. That 1/24th is still osa, it's still yumayit. If you have less than 1/24th of another min, then it's okay. Now, b'yemes amru, really it was said that zeroni gina, the seeds that you use to plant in your garden, these are going zeroni hashum, like shum garlic, or else lefis, that is, you do not eat the seeds itself, but rather only the fruit that grows out of it. So b'yem esomer that zeroni gina, these seeds that you plant with shenem necholim, that you do not eat it, is mitzarf from echod meyesrim v'yabor. It is mitzarf to make up the shear of another min of 1/24th. That also mishum klayim b'noifel lebeiso. B'noifel lebeisor means how much seeds you would use to plant in a beisor. In other words, these seeds that you use in the garden, they have much smaller seeds. So really, in a beisor, you would not have to use a saw's worth of seeds. You use much less because the seeds are much smaller, so you have much more seeds as far as the kav goes. So therefore, it goes according to proportion. The same proportion of the amount of seeds that you would use to plant in a base saw, so 1/24th of that, if it falls into the other type of seeds, it would still be an issa klayim. Rabbi Shimon says, Kishen she'omru lahachmir, the same way it was said to be machmir, that means bizaruni gino, that you mishayah the 1/24th, according to how much you put into its measurements of planting, is kachom lahokil. The same way it was also said lahokil, that if you have zerunim, that if you plant more than a saw in a base saw, you also go according to its cheshbin, that then you'll have to have more than a 1/24th in order to make it also. Ha pishton bitfua mitzterefus, flax in tfua. The seeds of flax, if it gets mixed up with tfua, it's also mitzaref to the shear of 1/24th of mitzarefes echod b'yesrim v'yabo, 1/24th b'noifel beiso. Again, according to the cheshbin, how much flax seeds you use to plant a beiso. Yemishne Gimel. Hoiso sedeyu zruachitim, if you had your field that you already planted it with wheat seeds, and now you changed your mind, you want to plant it now with barley seeds, And to plant them together, we know is klayim. So therefore, yamtim lo atche taslia. You should wait until the seeds right away, which takes around 3 days. And some say the girsa should be till it starts to get a little bit roots. The yupach, and then turn over the ground. In other words, that's the way you uproot the wheat first. V'yachakach yizru, and then you can plant the barley. What about in Tzimcha? Let's say the wheat was there a long time already, started to blossom already, started to come up already, the wheat. So then, lo yom, a person should not say to himself, listen, Ezra, I don't care, let me first plant my barley. V'yachakach oipach, and then later after I plant the barley, then I'll turn over the ritim. In other words, really here, since we see the chitim growing, we're not really afraid to leave it there, because that's real klayim. Still, a person should not say this, that first I'll plant the sarim, the barley, and then I'll overturn the wheat. But rather, elo hoifach, first you should turn over the wheat. In other words, to get the wheat out of the field. V'yachakach zareya, and then you have a right to plant it, a barley. Now, kama yehi chorish, how much of the field do you have to turn over, like chorish, plow the field, before you could plant the barley? Kesalmai horavi, like wide rows, like you use after the rainfall come down, after the rainfall. So at that time, they usually make wide rows. So it has to be a wide row of harisha. And Abishol Oima, Abishol says, Kidei shelo yishayer roiva lebeso, should not be left over a quarter a roiva hakav to a beso, which is really means 1/124th. Of the karka. That's how much should not be left over. As long as you plow the rest of it, even though if less than 1/24th is left over, it's also all right. Mishnah Dalet. Zeruah, let's say first the field was planted with a tfuah or yerek, either with wheat or with vegetables. V'nimlach lenota, and now you changed your mind, you want to plant their grapes, you want to plant their vines. So again, that's klai kerim. It's also so. Therefore, lo yom, a person should not say, "Eta, first I'll plant the vines, v'yachakach oifach, and then I'll turn over, like I'll be chorish, uproot the vegetables or the tfu that's growing." That you should not say, Ella, but rather hoifach, first turn over, take out the vegetables or the tfua, v'yachakach noite, and then you could plant the vines. What about Natua? Let's say you had the vines planted there already. For Nimlach, and now you changed your mind, this field, Lazara, you want to plant there now vegetables or Tua. So again, Lo Yom, a person should not say, Ezra, let me first seed the vegetables, V'yachakach Asharish, and then I'll uproot the vines. That you should not say, Ella, rather, Mishorish, first uproot the vines, V'yachakach Zarei, and then you can go to plant your Tua or your ruckus. Now, imrots of a person once, where he had the vines growing first, goimem, you could just cut down the vines at pochas mitefach, until there's less than a tefach worth above the ground. If there's less than a tefach worth, then there's no isaklayim, it's command a lesser dummy, and there's not even marasayim. Then you could be zareh, then you could plant the vegetables or the tefuah, and v'yachakach misharish, you have time later on to uproot those vines. In other words, the way it is right now, it's all right. But you have to be afraid, maybe you'll still grow to be higher than a tefach, so you have time like to pull it out later, if you first plant the vegetables or the tfua. Mishnah Hei, Hoiso Sadeyu Zerua Canvois Oiluf. Let's say in your field, you had a field that was growing canvas aluf. Canvas, that's some type of hard material of a growth, they call it hemp, they call it, and oiluf, luf is min botzel, type of an onion. So these type of seeds, it stays in the ground for 3 years sometimes before it starts to grow. So therefore the Mishnah says, lo yehei zareya, you can't have these planted, or bo agabehem. And you can't do like we learned the Mishnah before, like you first have wheat growing, so wait 3 days and then just turn over the ground. That's the way you like kill the roots. Because here these seeds may take 3 years to start to grow. So it's not enough just to turn the ground upside down, because the seeds still stay there, you're not ruining it. Sheinam oisim elo l'sholosh shonim, because these seeds sometimes first start to grow after 3 years. So therefore, there's no eitzah like this. You have to make sure that this you uproot the seeds itself, not just make a harisha, turn upside the ground, because if the seeds are still in the ground, you have to be afraid they'll still start to grow, and it'll come out to be klayin later on. So you're not allowed to plant any other seeds near these. If the second seeds is like klayin with these seeds, because these seeds can stay in the ground for 3 years. Now, tfuo sho'olobo sviche istis. Let's say you were growing tfuo, you had a wheat field, and sviche means growth by itself. By itself, it started to grow up istis. It's a type of a grass which is red. It's you have dye from it. It looks like like blue. But the mylavistis is it's mazik l'tfuah. It's not something good. It ruins the tfuah. Or else v'chein mokum hagronus. Same thing in the place where you have your threshold, where you dash the tfuah, where you thresh the wheat. Sha'olu bo minim harbe. There are a lot of different vegetables minim started to grow there by itself. And the klayim zebezeh, but again, it's mazik, it ruins the place there. Really, you don't want it. And the same thing, behein tilton, same thing, tilton is a type of a grass, a kitnius that behemoths eat. Shehelo minei tzmochim, that in the middle of it, it grew up by itself, other type of growths, which ruin it. So the locher is, ein machiyov enois lenachish. Even though right now, really, there's klayim growing here, but we do not tell the balabos, he has to uproot the second growths. Because the svari is that since it's mazik, since it destroys it, for sure the owner does not want it to be there. Just he just didn't get around yet to uproot it. And the loch of klayim is the Torah only says it's also to have two growths going one next to another if you want them, if you're nicho with them. But something that's doing damage, doing harm, then we say it's also, then we say there's no issa klayim. So therefore, since these growths, and it came by themselves also, but they're doing damage there. So for sure the balabas is not nicha, does not want it there. Therefore there's no issa klayim. We do not tell the balabas, he doesn't have to rush to take it away. But what's going to be im nichesh oy kisach? Let's say he by the balabas by himself started to take away some of these growth. That's called nichesh, he started to prune it. Oy kisach, also he cut off the leaves. And he left over some of them. So then we say what he left over, the pshat is that he wants it. He only cut away what he doesn't want. But what he left over, that's pshat, it's not mazik anymore, that he really wants. So if so, therefore we tell him that oimrim loy, then we have to tell the balabos, yishino, akores hakel, chutz b'min echod. You have to uproot all the other growths here, only let one stay over. Because since now we see your nicha, you enjoy what's there, there'll be a nesaklayim. So therefore you have to make sure there's no issa klayim, you have to make sure there's only one min growing and no two minim. So you have to uproot the other minim. Yemishnevov Horoitze Lasoi Sodehu Meishor Meishor. Nikomin, a person wants a plant like in his fields, rows of different minim. One row of vegetables, one row of tfuah, one row of vines. So how does he do it to make rows one next to another? Like, what's the closest? He can put one row next to another row, and there still won't be an issa klayim. So Beishamai Yermin, Beishamai says, Shloisha Tolomim Shel Pasiach. There has to be a space in between of three rows. Shel Pasiach means the way you make a harisha, the way you start the karka. Haloshna of Yiftach V'Yisod Chad Mosai. Like the three rows has to be a rows of plowing. We start to plow your field. It has to be enough space there. Like three rows again of plowing. When they start to open up the field, they start to plow there first. So you have to have a space of three rows of plowing in between one row of vegetable to the next one. Beisila says though, Maloya oil hasaroni. You have to have a space in between the width of this oil hasaruni, and that's the yoke that was used in this place, Saroni. That was a place near Eretz Yisrael. Now the Mishnah says, Ishno will crave him divrei elu lios kadivrei elu. There's not such a big difference between the two shiurim. They're both pretty close. This is the shiur, how much you have to have in between one row and the next row, and then you'll be allowed to plant any type of vegetables, any type of growths that you want. Mishnah Zayin. Hoye roish tur chitim nichnas letoch shel soirim. Let's say there were like two fields. One field was planting chitim wheat, and the next field was planting soirim barley. And that's klayim together. However, one is a Rosh Tur, that's like a triangle. So the field that was planted wheat is like a triangle that comes right next to the square field that was planting Serim. So the kids, everybody could tell clearly that there are two different fields here. That one field is planted wheat and one field is being planted Serim. Therefore, there's no Issaklayim. Because really, Midiraisa, the Issaklayim is only to plant the two seeds, mamish one next to another. That's the Issa Midiraisa.
Now, Midirabonim is even also to plant two seeds separately, but they're close by because it looks like they're planted together. So that's like an Issa Marasayim Midirabonim. However, here in our case here, since they're like two separate fields, so you could tell clearly they weren't planted together, therefore it's even Mutter Midirabonim. All right, turn over.
So that's what this mission is saying again, that Hoya Rosh Tur, if the end of your field, the triangle field of Chitim, which goes into a field of Bali, it's Mutter. You let it leave it that way. Because everybody could see that there are two separate fields here, it was not planted together. What about Shaloi Chitim? In your fields, you're growing wheat. And your friend next door neighbor, he's growing, let's say, Bali. So the locher is mutalismachloy meyosei hamin. You allow at the end of your field, near your friend's field, you could even plant some barley there, because it looks like it's a continuation from your friend's field, and your field is a separate field planting wheat. Again, it does not look like it was grown together. Therefore, there's no marasai, and therefore it's muta. What about Sheloi Chitim? In your fields, you're growing wheat. Vishachavera Chitim. And in your friend's field, he's also growing wheat. So, Mutalismach Loi Telem Shopishtim. In between, like the end of your field, you let it grow one row of Pishtim of flax. But Veloi Telem Sheminacher. But not a row of a different min. In other words, they say that pshat from flax is that usually you don't grow just one row of flax. So the pshat is you don't really want to leave it there. You only want to test it out to see if your fields could take pishtin. So since you're only planting it to test it out, it's not to keep it to grow there. There's no isaklayim. Rabbi Shimon says, Echad zera pishtim yechad kol haminim. And some say he means to be machmir that no, even shal pishtim also it's also. Rabbi Yossi says, Af b'yemtza sadeya muta, livdoik patelim shal pishtim. Rabbi Yossi says like the Tanakhama, but even a bigger Kiddush, not only at the end of your field, but even in the middle of your field. Even though you have other minim growing, you're allowed to, in the middle of the field, try out to plant some flax, because again, the svarish, you're not really planting the flax to grow there, because nobody plants just one row of flax. You're only doing it to test out your field, to see if your field would be a good field to grow the flax. So for that, there's no Issa Klein, there's no Issa Marasayin. Therefore, that's mutter to do, even in the middle of your field.
Your Mishneches, Ein Soimchin Lisdei Tvua Chardo V'choria. You're not allowed to plant near a field that you're growing wheat on Tvua. You can't plant there mustard seeds or else V'choria. Some say that type of a saffron. Because these two things, it's a derech to plant only one row by itself. And also, it's not mazik to the field, it's good for the field. So therefore, it has the Issa Marasayin, it looks like you're mixing up the two. Therefore, there's Nisaklayim. But you're allowed to plant these two things, the mustard seeds, the saffron, next to a field that you're growing yirokos, vegetables. Because these two things are mazik, ruins the vegetables. See, if everybody knows you don't have plant, you don't have das, really, to let it grow there, you're only doing it for a while, but you're going to take it away. So therefore, there's no Issa Marasayin of Klayim. V'soymech labor. You're allowed to plant a new type of a tfuah of one min near another min if in between the two there's a field uncultivated. Or else, even if you have a field, one section that was plowed, but you're not planting there. So if there's some division between what's planted already and what you want to start planting now, it's mut, there's no isaklayim. V'lagofa, or else if you have a wall, even though it wasn't cemented down, also it's called a hefsik. For la derech, if there's a road, people walk through there. For la gerde, shugavoya asar tfochim, if you have a wall made out of a gerde, like a fence, which is 10 tfochim tall, or else v'lecharitz, shu'omek asar, if you have a hole there, which is 10 tfochim deep, or else v'rochav arbon, it's wide 4,
Oli Elon Shumesa Chalorosos, you have a tree there that gives off its branches, go down to the ground. It's also called a hefsik. For La Seller, also we have stones there. Shugavoyasar, which is 10 tvachim tall, Vrochav Arban, 4 tvachim wide. That's also called a mafsik. You like to plant other minim next to this minim if these things are in between.
So there's a difference here between a wall coming up. It's enough, even no matter how thick it is, as long as it's yutfachim tall. Mashenken a charitz, a ditch like there, it has to be yutfachim deep and fortfachim wide. Mishneh tes haroitz alasay sadeyu karachas karachas mikomin. A person that wants to make his fields like bald spots, like in between, he wants to plant different things, all different type of minim. So he's allowed to make 24 different squares, like in the beiso. So it comes out mikarachas lebeis roiva. Each square has a revius of a kav. And v'zareya b'teicha kol min sheyirtzei. You can plant all different minim, as many as you want, inside these 24 different like patches. What about hoiso karachas achas ashtein? Let's say you only had one or two patches. Zerim chardo. Then you're allowed to plant them mustard seeds. But sholosh, if you have already three patches, then la yizr chardo. Then you cannot plant it with mustard seeds. And it says, why? Mifnei shuniros kistei chardo. Because now it looks like a field of a chardo. So you're putting one field into one, in the middle of another field. Now it looks like klayim. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Yeshita. However, the Chum say no, Teisha Karachas Mutaros. You only have 9 squares, 9 bald spots like patches there. But Esther Asuras, if you have 10 already, it's possible. It's not to be in a Seklaim, in a Beiso. They have only 9 squares, 9 patches is okay. You need a bigger space in between. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oymah Filu Kol Sodeyu Beis Kur. Even if the whole field is a Beis Kur, Lo Yaseh B'Soicha Chutz Mikarachas Achas. You can't make more than one patch in the middle of the field. Because see, that also looks like Klein. That would also be the Issav Marasayin of Klein. Mishneh Yud. Yeah, Mishnah says Kol Shehu B'Toich Beis Roiva. Anything that's in this Beis Roiva, this Shetach of land, which is let's say like bald, it's in the middle of a field. You're planting other things. You have one bald spot. A Beis Roiva is Oyla B'Midas Beis Roiva. It's all included. Whatever is there is included in this land of a Beis Roiva. Anything else means anything else that's there. Like if there's a brook of water going on there, or else there's other things that's not right to plant there, it's included in this base roiva. Achilas hagefen, that means how much land the vines itself is tough as takes up, kadei avadosai, which is shishat fochim, fi hakever, or else if you have a kever there that you can't plow, you can't plant by a kever, somebody's buried there, fi hasel, or else if there's stony ground that you can't plow on it, still olam beis roiva. It's all included in the shear of a beis roiva. Now, tfuah b'tfuah, let's say you're growing type of tfuah of wheat, and you want to grow other type of, let's say, barley there also, so beis roiva. How much separation do you have to have between one and the other? The achok has to be the shear of a beis roiva. Yorek b'yorek, let's say you're planting one vegetable and you want to make a different separation between planting another vegetable, then shisha tvachim, it's enough if you have 6 tvachim in between. What about tfuah b'yorek, you're growing wheat and then you want to grow other vegetables, or else the opposite way, yorek b'tfuah, you're growing vegetables, now you want to grow wheat nearby it, beis roiva, now you have to have a separation of a beis roiva in between. Now, this base roiva always means a piece of land that's enough to plant a roiva of a kav of seeds, a revius of a kav of seeds. That's how big the ground has to be. Now, Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Elazar says, Yorak bitfua shishetvachim. If you're first planting vegetables, now you want to change over to plant next to it wheat, you only have to have a separation of 6 tvachim in between. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Tfua noito agabe tfua. If you have vegetable tfua wheat, like growing right next to other wheat, other tfua.
which means that first you are growing wheat, and then you decided to grow barley, and you have your sixth tvachim, let's say, in between, or you have your base roiva in between. And now when the wheat or barley started to grow up, the tops of the stalks started to touch one another. That's called tfuah noito al gabi tfuah. One is like leaning over the other. Or else the yorek al gabi yorek. You would planted different type of vegetables, and you had your six tfachim in between, but now when they started to grow up, they grew so tall like the tops were touching one another. Or else tfuah gabi yorek, or else yorek al gabi tfuah. Vegetables over wheat, or wheat over vegetables. Hakil mut, everything is okay, it's still good. As long as on the bottom, when it was planted, it was have a chok of six tfachim, even though on top it looks like it's together, still it's alright. Chutz midlas yevonis. Only excluding the Greek pumpkin, there it's also. Because here the top leaves grow so much that they mix up together, it looks like Asmara sign that the mamash is growing together. Rabbi Meir says, Af ha-kishois, or pearl ha-mitzri. The same thing it's also by this type of cucumbers, or pearl these beans of mitzri, also they grow so much together that they look like one. And he says, I hear what he's saying more than what I'm saying. Like Remeyah says, I like what the Chum is saying more than what I'm saying, that it should be mutter, that it should only be yasser, only the last yevonis, that's all. But rather, what Remeyah means to say is that's the way I was makava from Rabbeisai, that Hakishuas and Pola Mitzri are also yasser. And he says he doesn't want to be chaser from what they're saying, but I call upon him, he'll understand very good what the Chumim say. Yeah, Perek Shlishi. Aruga shehi shisha tfachim al shisha tfachim. Aruga, that's like a garden bed, that's like a small land that you're planting on now, which is six tvachim by six tvachim. In other words, an amma by an amma. So the locher is zoirin b'soicho chamisho zeroinim. You're allowed to plant inside this small bed like five different type of seeds, and you won't have an isaklayim. How do you have this? Arbor b'arbor ruchay saruga. On the all four corners of the bed of this land, you could plant a different type of a seed. V'yechod b'emtza, and a different type in the middle. In other words, even though the Mishnah before we had that between one zera, between one yerek and another yerek, you have to have six tfachim in between, that's only by big property, by big lands. But by a small land here, you have the Rabban will make here that as long as you have kedei yenika between one and the other, that's enough. Now kedei yenika, the amount that a land that needs for nourishment, that's a tefach and a half. So therefore, if you have the sixth tvachim, you're allowed to plant five different types of seeds inside it. What about hoyelo gavul gavoya tefach? Let's say it had like a border to it, which was a tefach high and a tefach wide also. So now it comes out really, it's another tefach on each side. So really it comes out, it's like eight tvachim by eight tvachim. So then the halacha is zayrin b'seichar shloish asar. You could plant 13 different type of seeds, different type of yerokas in this land of 8 by 8 tfachim. How do you have this? Shloisha al kol gvul gvul. On each border, on each one of the four sides, you could plant 3 different type of seeds. So that's automatically you have 12 already. And then v'yechod b'yemtza, and one in the middle, that's how you have 13. Now, lo yita roish halefes, by having this three on each gavul, that's you having three, and you're having in between it the tefach and a half. So that's how you have your eight tefachim, so that's enough of a shir hachoko, there should not be an isaklayim. Now, lo yita roish halefes pasech hagavul, you should not plant the top of a turnip on this border, because since it grows so big, it'll look like a klayim. Because it's going to fill up the whole border, therefore look like lion. Rabbi Yehuda says shisha b'yemtza. He holds that when you have this a gvul, an extra tefach, so it comes out that's like 8 by 8. So not only could you have 12, like 3 on each side, and not only then one in the middle, but he holds you could have 6 in the middle. So according to him, it's 18 different type of medium you could have in this type of a land of 8 by 8 tefachim. Now, there are a lot of different shitas exactly how you're supposed to put the seeds, how the pictures look here. But I'll call upon them, this is the klal. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can even have six different minim in the middle because it's possible to put them there that they will not look like klayim, like they're growing together. Now, Mishneh Bei says, kol min zeroyim, all different types of seeds, zeroyim, is ein zerim baruga. You cannot plant it like the Mishnah before in this bed, in this seed bed, to plant the five seeds in this small land of five, of 6 by 6 tvachim. In other words, these different type of seeds, usually here you plant the whole field full of them, so therefore the Rabbanu will not make or to plant five different type of seeds in a small aruga of shisha by shisha. However, v'chol min yirokos, but all type of vegetables, that's zerim baruga. There you have this heter, you can plant five different type of vegetables in this land of karka, this aruga, which is 6 by 6 tvachim. Now, chardol, a mustard seed, v'yafunim, hashufim, and small beans, min zeroyim. They are considered types of zeroyim, and therefore you're not allowed to plant them in this aruga. However, afunim hagmolonim, that's the big seeds, big beans, that's minyorik. That has a lock already like a vegetable that you would have this heta to plant five of them in this aruga. Now, gvul, what's going to be like in the Mishnah we had before, if you have this border around the top, which is a tefach, by a tefach. So at the beginning, gvul shahoya gvoya tefach. At the beginning, when you first planted, let's say, your 13 different seeds, those on each side, you're allowed to plant three, it was a tefach high. But for nismayit, and then later on it got smaller. The locher is kosher, still you're allowed to leave your seeds planting there, show your kosher mitchlosai. Since at the beginning, when you first planted it, you had the shear, it was kosher mitchlosai, it's still okay. Ha-telem, call it a furrow, that's like a ditch, like a small trench, in between one row and the next row, and it has walls to it, or else the amas hamayim, or else you have a little water flow, a little water channel you have. Shem amukim tefach, which was a tefach deep. So the same halacha, in other words, this border is not only if it's a tefach high, the same halacha would be if it's a tefach deep. So hatela means this type of a trench, whereas this amas hamayim, the water channel, sheheim amukim tefach, which is also a tefach deep, is zorin l'soicha shloisha zoroinim. You also have the same heter that if it went around on all four sides of this aruga, you're able to plant three different type of seeds on each side. Echod mikan v'echod mikon v'echod b'yemtza. How do you have these three? One on one side, one on the other side, and one in the middle. So this Mishnah before, that if you have the border, a tefachai, that you can plant then on each side three different seeds, the same halach applies if the border is like a deep, a tefach a deep. Mishnah Gimel. Hoyer Roish Tur Yorak Nichnas Latoich Sedei Yorak Acher. In other words, you had one field growing vegetables, and now you wanted to plant like the other field was going into that field. Again, Hoyer Roish Tur. That means, let's say, the corner of one field. You had a big field, a square field like. Now, the corner of it, which would you're planting, let's say, cucumbers, went into Nichnas Latoich Sedei Yorak Acher, went into the next field, which we were planting tomatoes there. So the locher is mutter. It's okay. It doesn't have an isaklayim mifneishu nira kesoif sadeyu, because everybody could see really there are like two different fields here. Everybody sees clearly it's one field you're planting the cucumbers, and there's a second field that you're planting your tomatoes there. Just one went into the other, therefore there would not be an isaklayim here. In other words, this is not called an avruvia of klayim, because we could tell it's like two different fields. What about hoysa sadeyu zruya yorik? You had your field that you were planting vegetables there, you were planting cucumbers in it. And now in the middle of this field, you want to plant another type of a vegetable there. So how do you have to make the separation that it should not be nisaklayim? So Rabbi Yishmael says, there should be this furrow, this like trench, this like a ditch a little bit, going straight along, dividing up the field in half like. Hachihei ha-telem, the foolish, straight through, me-roish ha-sod v'yad-roishoi, from one side of the field to the other side of the field. Should have like a straight trench, this hole, going straight across the whole field to divide it up. Then you could plant the second type of a vegetable, then it's not nearer like lion. So in other words, this makes it look like two different fields. In other words, on two ends, it's the end of the field, there's nothing growing there. So only on the two sides of it that you have different vegetables growing there, so this makes it look like a separate field, therefore there's no isaklayim. Rabbi Akiva says, Oirech shishet tvachim, you don't have to have this furrow, this trench-like, going along the whole field. It's enough just as long as this telem, this ditch-like, is six tvachim long. V'reichav maloya, it has to be wide, the same thing. It also has to be six tvachim wide. That's how big this trench has to be, like to divide the field in half, that there should not be an isaklayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Reichav kimloya reichav harparsa. It's enough if it's wide enough, the width of a shoe. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's the biggest makel. He agrees it has to be at least long, six tfochim, like Rabbi Kiva. Just the width, it doesn't have to be six tfochim wide, like Rabbi Kiva says. But rather, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's enough that it's a wide, only one tefach. Reichav harparsa, the width of a shoe, of a foot, which is one tefach wide.
Mishneh Dalet. Hanoiteya shtei shurois shel kishuyim. You plant like two rows of cucumbers. And then you have a hefsek in between, and you grow then, they have this telem in between. And then you grow this shtei shura shel deluyim, two rows of pumpkins like, shtei shura shel pol hamitzri, two rows then of Egyptian seeds, is mutter. That's mutter. In other words, since each one has two rows to it, so it looks like a soda by itself. And then you have this telem, this trench in between it, so that's mafsek, it makes it look like different fields. It does not look like klayim. That's mutter. However, what's going to be if you don't have two rows at a time? You only have one row. You have a shura shel kishuyim. You have one row of cucumbers growing. And then you make your telem in between, and then right next to it you grow shura shel deluyim, another row of pumpkins. And then you have your telem, your trench in between. And then shura shel pul hamitzri. Then you have your row of this Egyptian beans growing. Then it's also... Because over here, since the leaves of these three things grow tall, and the maror, they get mixed up together, it looks like one field, it looks like one klayim. You can't tell it's separate fields, therefore since there's only one row of each one, it would be yosa. What's going to be if you have, let's say, shura shel kishuyim? You have a row of kishuyim of cucumbers. And shura shel deluyim. Then you have a row growing of deluyim of pumpkins. Now here we're talking about you have first two rows of kishuyim growing. And in between you have one row of deluyim. And then shura shel pol hamitzri. And then you have one row of this Egyptian beans growing next to it. For shura shel kishuyim. And then you have your row again of kishuyim of cucumbers. So what it comes out, what you have here is the two end rows are made from kishrim, are made from cucumbers. Just the middle two rows are from deluyim and from pol hamitzri. So Rabbi Eliezer Matir, Eliezer says over here it's mutter. Since the two shuras, the two end ones, are made out of kishrim, they're made out of cucumbers, even though they're not next to one another, people could see though that these are different type of growths and it doesn't look like you have klayim here. However, the Chachamim say no, still it's also. Since you don't have two rows at a time, you still have intervals in between, it does not look like different fields, but rather it looks like klayim, and it would be also to grow it this way, according to the Chachamim.
Mishnehei, Noiteya Odom, a person's allowed to plant
kishois, like the seeds of cucumbers, udalas, and pumpkins, letoch gumachas, even though they're both in the same hole, the same pit, and even though it's not six tvachim by six tvachim, that really there's not such a separation in between them. Still it's mutter, why? Each seed, like each growth, should be facing a different side. The cucumbers grow up towards this side, and the dalas grows up towards the other side. And it explains now further that v'noita seyor shelzo means like the hair, the top growths of the kishuyas should be lakan towards the right side, the seyor shelzo and the top growths of the dalas lakan should be on the left side. So since the growing upwards looks separately, therefore it's mutter. Why? The Mishnah explains, Shekol Masha Osru Chachomim, all this Issa that's only midrabonin, like Gozru, the Rabbonin only made their Issa, Elam Mifnei Maras Ayin, only because it looks like Klayim. In other words, Midi Raisa, Klayas Royim, planting these different seeds together, it's only if you put the two seeds mamish together. You have to put them in the ground, the exact same spot, exact same hole, then you have the Issa Klayim. Here, as long as you seed them separately, even though they're close one next to another, still midiraisa it's mutter. It's only us and midirabonim because it looks like you planted it together. So therefore the Mishnayasim before says midirabonim, you have to have the achok, it has to be separated a little bit. Now the Mishnah is telling us another chiddush, that even though it was planted one next to another, again, not mamish together, nisa diraisa, just it's only one next to another. That's not also midiraisa. Now, why isn't there a nisa marasayim midrabanan over here? That the Mishnah says, since when they grow up, one is growing towards the right, and one is growing towards the left, so it does not look like klayim, therefore there's no marasayim. Therefore, this is also another heter, how to grow two seeds, one next to another.
To Mishnah Vav. Let's say you had your field growing with onions. You had an onion field. Now in the middle of this field of onions, you want to plant some gourds, some pumpkins there. So how do you do it to make it? So Rabbi Shmuel says, you have to uproot like two rows of onions, and then in that place, v'noiteya shurachas, in that place now grow one row of deluyim, of pumpkins. In other words, a regular shura is like four amis wide. So therefore, you're like uprooting now eight amis worth of onions, of betzolim, and in this eight amis, now you're going to plant one row of deluyim in the middle of it, which is only four amis wide of deluyim. So it comes out on the two sides of it, you're going to have two amis empty on both sides of the deluyim. So that's the way you could plant your deluyim in the middle of the onion field. Now, umaniach komas betzolim b'mekoyim shteishurus, you have to then leave over the growing, komas means the growing onions, a growth of two shurus. In other words, you have to leave two shurus, two rows of onions, which is eight amis wide of onions. Then, v'yoike shteishurus, then you uproot the next two rows of onions, eight amis of worth of onions, uproot them. V'noiteya shurachas, and now in the middle of that eight amis, the middle four amis, you plant one row of deluyim. And therefore you have two amis empty between the deluyim and the betzolim on both sides. That's the way it's mutter to plant your deluyim in the middle of the onions fields, so it should not look like lime. Rabbi Akiva says, Oike shtei shurois, you have to uproot two rows of the onions, and you're allowed to even v'noteya shtei shurois, you're allowed to plow to plant two rows of deluyim. So then what's the difference? Where's the hecker then? O maniach komas pitzolim b'mokam shtei shurois, and you have to leave the growth of onions in the place of the two shurois. In other words, according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't really have to have a separation in between. You have just to tell him, just a ditch in between, so everybody could tell clearly, like, really this is a Betzolim field. Just in the middle, you have some Deluyim growing also to tell him the furrow in between. That alone is enough of a heker to make it look like it's two separate growings.
The Chacham Maimim, the Chacham say though, Imein bein Shura lechaverto shtei mesra yamo.
If you do not have between one row and the next row 12 amos, lo yikayim mesazera shel bein tayim, you're not allowed to let it grow the zera, the new seed, in between the other ones.
In other words, according to Chachamim, between one row of Deluyim and the next row of Deluyim, you have to have 12 amos in between. I mean, you have to have a big shetach of onions growing there, so it should be nika clearly like you have onions, and just you only have now one row of Deluyim growing in between. So if you have less than 12 amos, though, in between one shura of Deluyim and the next shura of Deluyim, so Chum said, then it looks like Klayim, then lo yikayim es azera shevin tayim, and now let the Deluyim grow in between.
Mishnah Zayin, Delas biyorik. If you want to plant the delas in the middle of a vegetable field, is kiyorik. It has loch like another vegetable that you have to have six tfochim in between. What about uvisvua? If you want to plant the delas in a tfua field, then noistin lo base roiva. You have to have a base roiva in between the deluyim and the tfua. A roiva kav, which is really 10 amas and a fifth of an amma by 10 amas and a fifth of an amma.
Now, hoiso sedeyus ruat tfua. You had a field that you were growing wheat there. Obikesh lita lasoicha shurish deluyim, and you want to plant there now one row of deluyim, is noistin lo lavoidoso shisha tfochim. You have to leave over there for its work 6 tfochim.
In other words, if you have a whole row of deluyim, that's easier than before just one deluyim, because before by one deluyim you have to have a base roiva. Here it's enough just to have 6 tfochim in between one and the other.
Right, we'll continue on the rest of the Mishnah in the next tape. We'll just read off the end of this Mishnah.
If a Megdilo Yakim Lefaneher, Rabbi Yosi Yomen, Noisim Lo Avodosa Arba Amos, Omer Loi, Hasachmo Zumin Agefen, Omer Lehem, Amotzinu Shezu Chamon,